Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's a special time in the Superhuman Radio studio because we got snowed in here in Louisville. And today we will be doing the Blueprint Power Hour as we always do. Later in the show, I'll be joined by Jennifer Jones to talk about your eyes. You only have two of them, and you got to take care of them. So what's the best way to take care of your eyes, your vision, and optical health? We'll be talking about that later in the show. Right now, I'm joined by my good friend, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. How about you?
Fantastic. Did you get any snow there in Massachusetts?
No, it's coming our way, though.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. And it was snowing during the worst time. It snowed, like, all morning from around 5 a.m., and it's still snowing now. So, of course, rush hour. There was no relief. They couldn't do anything, really, to make the traffic any better. And it was mayhem out there. But coming from New York, I'm used to driving in the snow, so it was no big deal for me.
How much did you get?
We got 6 inches so far.
Wow. No snow removal budget either, I'm betting.
No, not much. It's considered the South over here, so they don't really plan for this sort of stuff too much. And so I feel compelled to do a little public service announcement. I'm going to tell you a secret that I learned from my dad. When you're driving in the snow, if you feel like you're losing control of your car, you're fishtailing, you're going into a spin, you've gotten caught in a groove and it wants to pull you down off the road, don't hit the brakes, don't hit the gas, shift into neutral, take your foot off of everything and let the car roll. Remember, in slippery conditions, momentum is your friend, acceleration and deceleration is your enemy. Okay? So you don't jam on the brakes because that'll just make you go into a fishtail even faster. You don't hit the gas because that'll make the ass of the car swing out on you. Okay? You shift into neutral. You take your hands or your feet off of everything. Keep your hands on the steering wheel, of course. Take your hands or the feet off of everything. No brake, no gas pedal. The car will miraculously straighten out and will save your life. If you're getting on or off an exit on the freeway and you feel the car start to drift, don't hit the brakes. Don't hit the gas. Take your foot off the brake. Take your foot off the gas. Shift the car into neutral. It will straighten out. It will just cruise along. Just remember that. And lastly, the biggest problem people have in this kind of weather is the intersections ice up because cars stop at lights. They thaw whatever's under them out. They pull away and it freezes and it becomes an ever slicker type of ice. If you're coming to an intersection, shift into neutral and gently use your brake. Here's the problem that people get into. The front wheels lock up. The rear wheels don't lock as fast because they have the drivetrain pushing them. So it pushes you right through the intersection into oncoming traffic because the front wheels lock and the back wheels keep spinning. Disengage the back wheels by shifting into neutral. When you're coming to a slick intersection, you won't go sliding through it into oncoming traffic. So there's some PSA. Chalk that up to a tip on longevity because if you don't die in a car accident, I've achieved my goal. So there you go. How you like that, Rob Regish?
I wish I had known that way back when, because I went over this icy bridge and a tree jumped out and hit my car.
Oh, and one of those moving trees from The Wizard of Oz. I remember them.
Yeah, it was unreal, man.
You know, my dad was an over-the-road truck driver, and he had a saying, and he taught it to me, and he said it every time when I was a young kid, before I even came close to driving age. He used to say to me, driving is a full-time job. You have no time. When somebody says to you, oh, look at that house. Oh, look at that tree. You can't look. You have to keep your eyes on the road and you got to keep your mind on the road. And it's true. Really, really is true.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get started. But one other thing I want to mention, please, if you haven't downloaded the new iPhone or Android app, please download it. there will be a banner ad on Supreme Radio later today, to get you to it. It's up on Facebook right now. We have an app that will manage the podcast and stream the live show so you can stay in touch. A really nice feature is there's a message window on it that sends a message right to me while I'm on the air. So if you have a question, the fastest way to get it to me is through the app. How do you like that one, Rob Bregish?
Yeah, slick.
And the first question comes from a longtime listener and fan of the show, Michelle Adams-Ibert. And she says, hey, Rob, I recently decided to try a product called Shroom Tech from Onnit. Is this a hallucinogenic, Rob? Would it interfere with the Synthogen that I take? Thanks.
You know, I first heard of this product on the Steve Austin podcast, the former pro wrestler, right? They're one of his sponsors. I was in Boston for WrestleMania way back when he took the title from Shawn Michaels. It was a great show. Shroom Tech is a product put out by Onnit, which is, as I said, a sponsor on Stone Cold Show. It contains cordyceps sinensis full spectrum extract, which is good. Green tea extract, 50% polyphenols. Rhodiola rosea, 3% rosevins. Source genus is unspecified there. Would prefer that to be Siberian and not Chinese. Elithrococcus senecosis, a 50-to-1 extract, and astragalus. It's impossible to say the quality of where the raws are coming from. On the surface, they are, you know, those are quality ingredients. I just prefer to know that the rhodiola, the heavy hitter, is the genuine article. Ditto for cordyceps sinensis, given cordyceptic acid, is the, you know, the active or the, heavy hitter. At $24.95 for just a 10 serving supply,
yikes.
It looks suspicious.
Yikes. 10 servings for 20. That's $2.50 a serving.
Yeah. You know, it's not adding up. I looked hard at using cordyceps in Tranquilogen, but
what is it supposed to do? It's an adaptogen?
It's loosely qualified as adaptogen. The supposed big bonus is boosting ATP levels.
Yeah.
Boosting ATP.
Doesn't creatine do that?
It does, and much more reliably.
I remember when cordyceps were all the rage on the Mind and Muscle website, but it was for different reasons. I want to say cordyceps and has some anti-cancer values, from what I understand, especially in women and breast cancer. Women who eat mushrooms just one time a week have a ridiculously lowered rate of breast cancer because of the cordyceps value of mushrooms.
You know where they get cordyceps?
No, where?
It's a fungus that grows on Chinese caterpillars.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the bottom line. It's nothing that would interact with Synthogen here. However, if you're interested in stacking a product with it, it's much better to go with Tranquilogen, or if you're so inclined, just take more curcumin. You know, while I love adaptogens, curcumin holds much greater promise for the athlete. So stacking those two, curcumin and Synthogen, is a slam dunk. And any cursory glance at the literature will uphold my recommendation there. So I hope that helps, Michelle.
We'll go right into the next question. It comes from Cade Frankowak. I hope I pronounced that properly, Cade. He says, is there a creatine that you'd recommend? I know monohydrate seems to be the best. Is there just any product that you would prefer over monohydrate?
You know, there's no question that mono would be best supported by the literature. I also, for what it's worth, like crealkaline, dicreatine malate, creatine magnesium chelate, along with creatine hydrochloride. So a bit more now on creatine in general. I can't say that creatine, by and large, has done a whole lot for me. You know, and that may sound odd, but I was using the very first product to market, that being Ashdown Labs out of San Diego, circa the early 90s, I think it was. And then subsequently, I've tried all of the spins on it. For whatever reason, it just failed to deliver in my case. Although, to be fair, I know plenty of others that would disagree. What did I see? A little bit more weight on the scale. 3 to 5 pounds was all I ever noticed. I always did much better you know, loading essential, preloading essential amino acids prior to the workout and then eating up big afterwards. Specifically, I took no less than 10 grams of essential amino acids on an empty stomach, trained, and then 1,500 calories from a whole full meal within 90 minutes post-workout. Steak and potatoes after training, along with copious amounts of water, always felt a hell of a lot more anabolic than any amount of creatine. Try it and see, Cade.
I got two CCs to add to this.
Shoot.
Patrick Arnold over at Prototype Nutrition has a creatinol phosphate, which is akin to the creatine phosphate that first came out before creatine monohydrate was introduced. If you remember all the original research early on when creatine was first used as an ergogenic supplement was on creatine phosphate. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You mentioned.
Okay. Well, Pat Arnold has a creatine phosphate blend, product, and it's called EC, I believe. If you go to prototypenutrition.com, and it was actually developed in Italy as a drug for cardiac insufficiencies, but it also had amazing ability to increase skeletal muscle size as well. I don't know how many servings you get in his creatine phosphate. I don't know much more about it other than it's supposed to be a superior form of creatine, and it's kind of an unknown or forgotten form of creatine, but it is really closer to the creatine that really was the first creatine of choice before monohydrate came along.
Yeah, not a lot of people remember that. You know, that's terrific that you brought that up. I had forgotten it.
Yeah. You know, leave it to Pat Arnold to find obscure stuff and bring it back in vogue. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Jonas Pena. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com, subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, and get the Blueprint 3.0 plus the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout routine for free when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Check it out. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. But the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. HR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You've only got two eyes, if you're lucky. How do you take care of them? We're going to be talking to Jennifer Jones later about that. Right now, we've got Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We have a question from Jonas Pena. He says, Rob, can't thank you enough for the excellent answers to my questions from both you and Carl. You mentioned doing a 3-workout rotation, body weight, climb weights. I was just wondering if these are full body workouts. Obviously, climbing is a most body workout, i.e. pressing, pulling, squatting, deadlifting, swings with weights for low reps, then higher rep body weight, push-ups, lunges, sprinting. He has question mark there. Just trying to get some clarification, and thanks again for all of your knowledge that you share on Supreme Radio.
Yeah, boy, honest to God, I put 2 hours into this question. And a lot of it had to do with the rotations, because they are three different, distinctly different types of workouts. So it's trickier than it first appears, a lot trickier. First things first, I would not opt for full body sessions. Instead, I would opt for body weight work being performed first in the rotation, focusing on the upper body. Next, next would come the weights by working your lower body and abs. And then finally, your rock climbing session comes last. The rationale being the middle workout needs to leave your upper body fresh for all that pulling you're going to be doing during your climb. So with respect to workout number one, then, I would suggest you superset push-up and pull-up variations in a 1-to-2 ratio. And that'll help build the strength and stamina necessary for your climb while respecting the fact you're going to be doing a lot more pulling that day, right? Length of this workout should approximate the duration of your climb. You walk away with more pulling power and the workload capacity to get you up that mountain or whatever it is. Workout number two is your session with the weights, focusing on the lower body and the abs. A lot of pulling during your climb is going to be predicated upon transferring power from the bottom up, meaning pushing off with your legs through your core and into the pull. I really like box squats, hip thrusts, and hanging leg raises here, and I'll tell you why. Box squats will build static overcome by dynamic strength. If you think about it, you'll be mirroring that motor pattern whenever you climb. There'll always be a brief pause, right? Nobody speed climbs. at which point you'll push off with your legs. Nobody hangs there with their feet suspended. If you do, you're a fool. You're losing a lot of power. At that point, you take 2 days off after workout number two, and you perform just cardio to improve your stamina. Your cardio sessions should mirror the duration of your climb, by the way, as I've called for in workout number one. Finally, look to drop as much chub as you can for at least 6 weeks right prior to the climb. It goes without saying that every pound of excess flab you have is going to work against you. As such, do your best to maximize your power-to-weight ratio. Diet is outside the context of this answer, but do your absolute best. By the time the climb comes around, Your upper body will be fresh, your lower body should be recovered, and you'll be in a great position to do it justice. Hands down, this was the toughest workout question I ever answered.
Yeah, because it's so multi, it's so many variables. If you're climbing, you're training, it's like there's so many things to consider here.
Well, every time I put a sample routine together, I got to the point where, no, you know, that's not going to work. The upper body isn't going to be recovered in time. And, you know, you can only do so much work in one session. So full body workouts are out. That's a tall order. I mean, it's great that he's challenging himself, but you can see where strength training by its lonesome is a relatively simple endeavor. When you start throwing sports like rock climbing into it, man, you got a lot to consider.
Yeah, absolutely. Rock climbing is really and you know, of course, rock climbing in an indoor facility, if you're tethered, is not as dangerous. But like my son is a rock climber. He lives in San Diego, and they go into Northern California, him and his buddies. And I've gotten pictures of him, and I've never shared this with him, but I'm, you know, scared. I mean, he's up on some rock face that's not straight up and down. It's actually tilted, you know, 20, 30 degrees forward at the top, and he's literally climbing up that angle. And I've never said to him, you know, Chase, man, I'm kind of scared when you do that, because I don't want him to, and like, I don't want him to become concerned because I'm concerned. But holy mackerel, the kid's got nerves of steel. I mean, to be a rock climber, you have to have nerves of steel before you have strength of steel.
Yeah, it's. I gained a whole new appreciation for it, because there's a rock climbing wall place here, you know, where I live. And I actually popped in there just to look at, you know, what he was up against. And just like you said, man, you got to have stones to climb these freaking things.
Well, I want to, and because of his question last time, like, I'm looking for some new things to do that are outside the norm of what I'm doing. You know, I mean, I'm not going to take Zumba because I don't have the coordination, but I was thinking about doing a spinning class. And when I heard this question, I thought, you know, maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll go to indoor rock climbing place, have them tether me like a big baby, and go up the wall a couple times to see what it's like. I mean, I'm going to do it. I think everybody should. I think you need to broaden your horizons. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, yeah.
This next question comes from Thomas, and it looks like it's pronounced Vistendal. I hope I pronounced that right, Thomas. He says, I have purchased Tranquilogen and recently acquired a nootropic called Siltep, which you've talked about before on the show, I think.
Yep.
My question is if Rob or you have any experience with Siltep or have any opinions about it. And if Rob can recommend a way to stack it with Tranquilogen. Thanks and have a great day.
Well, I covered Siltep on a prior episode, as you mentioned. To refresh, that's an acronym for chemically induced long-term potentiation. I guess that's
anything can be considered Siltep then.
Yeah. It's a combo nootropic that uses, among other things, forskolin, artichoke extract, phenylalanine, acetyl L-carnitine, and vitamin B6. The claims include 8 hours after ingesting, mental activity is dramatically and noticeably heightened. I have heard varying reports, but I've yet to try it. Nor is it likely, as I found virtually all nootropics need a central nervous system driver like caffeine or like compounds. But, you know, who knows? I might give it a try. What we have here is yet another nootropic that claims great things. And hey, you know what? If it works, I'm all for it. But I gotta tell you, I'd much rather opt for something like what we talked about last week, Blackstone Labs Razor's Edge, which is phenylparaceinam and adrafinil.
And by the way, there is a 30% off coupon code SHR. Okay. I couldn't get them to do 30% off plus free shipping. That's what I tried to do. It's not because they didn't want to. It's because they can't do it. Because if you order anything else, it complicates stuff. It was just a whole big hullabaloo. I says, well, just give me the 30% off. So those out there looking for a discount on Razor's Edge, use SHR for 30% off. There you go.
Yeah. So having said that, stacking one or both of those, Siltep or Razor's Edge, with Tranquilogen is smart, as in very smart. Because the key is, you know, curcumin, 5-HTP, picomelin, and rhodiola, among other attributes, those are all attributes that TQ brings to the table. I've covered the merits of curcumin before, and I consider it indispensable. Everything from squashing inflammation, improving blood flow, fighting cancer, preventing cancer and fighting it, improving glucose disposal. It does it all. When you add rhodiola rosea to that, it just does a fantastic job lowering stress. And it does so by optimizing both serotonin and dopamine, dramatically improving your ability to adapt to high-intensity stressors, including weight training. Picomelin, right, we've talked about that before.
Yeah,
It's probably the least discussed nootropic out there. But it improves blood flow, or ATP and blood flow, to the brain even better than the category staple, vinpoctine. So what I'm saying is TQ will always be a great base supplement, if you will. It's a potent little bugger, though, so, you know, proceed cautiously. Start with one cap, and two a day is the most anybody's using. So I would recommend up to two TQ a day. If you want to give SilTep a shot, go ahead and do it. But I have to believe Razor's Edge is going to trump it just by virtue of being.
And you know what I like about Razor's Edge? And I texted back and forth with Aaron. There is no caffeine in it. There's no stim in it at all. It's Alex Bopretsky, who is a huge friend of the show, and he and I share a birthday, but he's much more handsome and younger than I am. He texted me after we talked about it, and he said that he's been using it for like a couple months now. And he said, this stuff is amazing. It just gives you focus. You actually can like literally block out all the noise in around you. And I don't mean the actual audible noise. I mean the noise in your head and everything, and literally focus on things, but no stimulation whatsoever.
Yeah, clean.
But it will keep you awake, because for those who know, the main ingredient, which converts to what is it called again? I can't
think.
Modafinil is used by airplane pilots when they have to fly long journeys and they want to stay alert and awake. So it will keep you awake. It's not like, oh, well, it has no caffeine, so I could take it before I work out at 8 o'clock at night. No, you won't get to sleep. I mean, you'll be really happy and really awake. You won't have the jitters, but you won't be able to get to sleep.
Yeah. So. Amen.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Dan Rollins. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You know, Rob has done so much for this community with all of his research and heavy lifting, to answer your questions. Show him some love by signing up for the Blueprint Bulletin today. And I'll tell you something else. Those of you who have been listening to the show, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear if the advice that you were given on the Blueprint Power Hour worked for you or didn't work for you. And we'll have some fun with it. So email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and let me know, did the advice you received from Rob Regish or myself on the Blueprint Power Hour help you or hurt you? We want to know. And if you have the app, you can send that message to me immediately using the message window. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. I don't know why when you come back online, there's always an echo. Talk for a second.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, now stop. See, it's gone. So if you when you talk, it establishes some sort of hybrid circuit so that my voice doesn't come back at me. So anyway, just a heads up. All right, so Daniel Rollins says, "Hey, Carl and Rob, I'm wondering what your take on using Huberzine A, been around for a long time, and Keto Force as a form of nootropic and cognitive enhancement. Do you have any info on the viability of ketogenic state and better cognitive ability? Thinking about trying this for school since classes are early in the AM and I generally don't eat until after 2 p.m. daily. Thanks a million." I got to believe, just from my own experience, and I'm going to let you weigh in on his Huberzine A question, but just using the Keto Force by itself and getting ketones into the body will add clarity to you. But go ahead. What do you think?
You know, it's possible. But the first thing that sprang to my mind was the brain wants to use glucose for fuel. I mean, given the choice of the two, but who knows? You know,
I don't know that that's completely true. If you look at the people who have Alzheimer's disease, that respond favorably to a state of ketosis or ketones in the blood where they become sharp and viable again, I don't know that that's completely true, that the brain really prefers glucose. Does it, in an environment where glucose is abundant, I would say, yeah, you're right. It does prefer glucose because there isn't anything else. But if you gave the brain glucose or ketones and looked at the way it functioned and said, under what substrate does it function, more acutely, I think the answer is ketones. That's just my two cents. I mean, I could be completely wrong about this.
This is an interesting one. It really is. Now, I haven't used KetoForce yet, but I can speak to Huperzine A because I've used a lot of it. Its function is well known, and it's incredibly potent, so much so it's measured in micrograms, not milligrams, micrograms. So it's a powerful all-natural alkaloid that rapidly boosts focus and concentration. And it does that by inhibiting acetylcholine esterase, which is the enzyme responsible for breaking down acetylcholine. The chemical action is very precise. It fits into an area of the enzyme where acetylcholine is supposed to attach. It thus plays blocker, preventing the enzyme responsible from grabbing and destroying acetylcholine. In English, it amplifies and prolongs the effects of acetylcholine. It's been used worldwide for decades, has an excellent safety profile, and is widely considered to be the most potent acetylcholine esterase inhibitor available. With respect, again, to KetoForce, I haven't used it, but if the early reports are anything to go by, it has the potential to be an absolute game changer, because part of the bane of ketogenic diets is getting there. And for most, it takes a minimum of 3 days to get into ketosis. And that's with all the training, glucose disposal agents, etc., and other tricks that athletes use. The allure with this product is achieving ketosis in minutes, not days, minutes. It has vast potential, especially in these cycling ketogenic diets. Imagine how much fat you could burn in 5 full days in ketosis versus just 2, right? You think about the anabolic diet.
Right.
It takes until Wednesday, and that's if you're doing everything right, to be in full-blown ketosis. You could also cut carb ups, the second you see fat gain creeping in, or when you see water spilling over. And you become adept at doing this after you play around with ketogenic diets after a while. You know, the recommendation is 48 hours to start refeeding with carbs again. In practice, depending upon somatype, ecto, meso, or endomorph, you'll see the water coming on, especially if you're an endomorph, within 24 to 36 hours. So just imagine if you're able to, boom, get right back into ketosis within 10 minutes. The ability to rapidly enter and exit ketosis is its greatest strength, in my opinion. And we've only scratched the surface of its applications.
Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff, really. I'm still playing around with it myself and trying to find better ways to use it. The next question comes from Rick Pack. Can you give me more examples of concentric-only exercises that would be good for off days? I only remember hearing sled dragging. I am one of those people who feels best when I do some kind of training every day. What do you think?
Yeah. He asked a great question, because beyond sled dragging, a lot of people, you know, come up against a brick wall. I've spoken before about taking a lightly loaded or just a barbell outside, right, and ripping it from the ground and tossing it skyward. You know, that's concentric only. It's fun, and it's just pure concentric exercise. Speaking of which, power cleans are another personal favorite. If you get more creative, right, you can press from the pins and a power rack to the J-hooks on the bench, squat, and overhead press. That's another option, 3 more options. You can also employ concentric-only training to increase the overall volume and or frequency of training. Now, I would suggest that the latter is more important. Frequency is a particularly potent stimulator for all forms of training adaptation, and it has a profound effect on general health, wellness, and body composition. Concentric-only exercise also allows you to train more often without the accompanying soreness and fatigue that would be expected with traditional training. That kind of extra volume can be used for a number of training goals, and they are as follows. Force generation for strength and power, structural hypertrophy, conditioning, recovery, and rehab and prehab. Now, here's a thought. training to improve force generation, okay, doesn't always need to involve training to improve force generation, meaning strength and power is task specific. To express the actual force potential, right, of your neuromuscular system during a movement, you must be particularly skilled in that movement. So using subtle variations of an exercise, such as concentric only training, may help improve an athlete's skill within the exercise. So give that a shot. These new concentric only exercises should improve blood flow while also tuning up your central nervous system, thus improving your force generation when going back to the full-blown movement.
And the purpose of these concentric only movements in the area of active recovery is that they don't do the kind of damage to the body?
That's part of it. You know, in my mind, you can boil it down to two words: blood flow. You know, you're bringing, by virtue of increased blood flow, you're bringing fresh new nutrients from your diet into the muscle, and waste products are being flushed out. Now, as you start to add weights to something like a sled, for example, or other concentric only pressing movements, or squats, whatever they may be, now you're upping the total tonnage and workload, right, which we know amplifies overload or the physiological trigger for muscle growth. The more frequently you can do that and recover from it, the better it is for you. So I think the short answer to your question is it's blood flow, but there are a lot of other things that go along with it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, theoretically, if I, let's say, did a whole body routine on a Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday, I could come in and do another whole body routine. But if I just went with like 35 to 50% of my max weight and just focused on not ridiculously high reps that would push me into a failure zone, but just higher reps, 10, 12 reps, and just kind of go through the motions, wouldn't that satisfy this notion that getting blood into the muscle is going to reduce or remove metabolic waste and kind of nourish the muscles and help them grow faster?
You mean just take a lighter weight and go?
Yeah. So let's say on Monday I do heavy benching, and Tuesday or Wednesday I come in and I go with 35 to 50% of my max weight, and I just do four sets of 10, and I get a good pump. Isn't that the same thing? You know, I'm gonna evacuate metabolic waste. I'm gonna feed some fresh muscle into the nether regions of the muscle that they wouldn't get without a good pump, and kind of have the same active recovery effect, but at the same time do what you're saying, increase blood flow into the muscle?
It's not quite the same thing, because there's still going to be an eccentric or a lowering component to the exercise. Now, granted, it's not going to be as severe as on your heavy day. Would it work? Well, it worked for the York Barbell Club back in the day when their heavy, medium, light system, which in and of itself seems to have fallen out of favor. But if you're ever tempted to try something new, heavy, medium, light is a very, very valid method that has been largely forgotten. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't see guys employing it anymore. You know, they moved on to step loading and undulating periodization and straight deloads and things like that. But hey, heavy, medium, light worked for a long time. So for a lot of guys, it's certainly worth looking into.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Rob Regish. Stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You there, Rob? I need you to talk.
I'm here.
There you go.
I'm here.
That kills the echo. All right, so the blueprint tip of the day, EGCG, resveratrol and grapeseed extract, shown to work in human study. But what do they do?
Well, fat loss. But, you know, I discuss a lot of studies here. Most are based on animal models. And while they're not perfect, sometimes it's all we have to go on. An enormous market in this country and worldwide, though, of course, is fat loss. And researchers in London will soon publish an article concerning one such human study in the International Journal of Obesity. They discovered that subjects who took EGCG, epigallocatechin-gallate, usually from green tea, resveratrol, and grapeseed extract burned more calories before eating when they had these supplements, when they took them, versus placebo. And although the effect was modest, if you extrapolate it out over 6 months, it speaks to nearly 7 pounds of fat loss, or more than a pound a month. So I thought some discussion on this was warranted. First, I think EGCG is the heavy hitter here. Green tea standardized for it is a must-have in my book, and it's cheap too. While it's been shown to raise resting metabolic rate. It also speaks to the link between antioxidant activity and muscle retention properties. That is, it has an important anti-catabolic effect. Resveratrol shows up a lot in the literature, at least in terms of extending lifespan. There was a promising study performed by researchers at Germany's University of Ulm, and it indicated that resveratrol inhibited fat cell formation. And the study showed that it inhibited pre-fat cells, what they term pre-fat cells, from multiplying and maturing. And the polyphenols therein prevented the cell's ability to store fat. So it kind of had this 1-2 punch. It also reduced the production of certain cytokines that may cause obesity-related diseases, such as diabetes, clogged arteries, and heart disease. This study supported results of a previous animal study that showed resveratrol's protection against obesity-related problems by acting as a caloric restrictor. So, with respect to grapeseed, there was research published in 2003 in the journal Nutrition that showed that the phytochemicals in grapeseed extract inhibited fat metabolizing enzymes, pancreatic lipase and lipoprotein lipase, suggesting grapeseed extract may be useful as a treatment to limit dietary fat absorption and the accumulation of body fat. Which brings me to dosing. You're probably all wondering, how much of this stuff do I need? The dosing per day for each was as follows. 282 milligrams of EGCG, which isn't a lot, 200 milligrams of resveratrol, and 92 milligrams of grapeseed extract per day. Here's my take on this stuff. I've seen some rather profound benefits to EGCG over a period of several months of consistent use. It needs some help, though, like a lot of these other things. And mild to moderate stims fits the bill perfectly. And here I'm talking about things like guarana and yerba mate extract. Since the caffeine is bound to fat and or a fiber in these plants, it leads to much smoother rise and fall in energy levels. And then finally, I'd be remiss not to mention forskolin, because adding this stuff is a no-brainer. I've discussed it before. It essentially sensitizes fat cells to the effect of adrenaline and noradrenaline. 50 milligrams twice a day is plenty. It's been shown to favorably alter your body composition, too. Actually, it'll do you one better. It ups your testosterone levels, which is something to consider, especially when you're cutting. So if you're cutting, there you go. You know, there you have it. Two EGCG, resveratrol, grapeseed extract, and forskolin. Add a mild stimulant like guarana or yerba mate, and you should be in business.
What about, I mean, do you have to use, EGCG supplements? Can you use green tea?
You can, but if it's not standardized for EGCG, you never know how many milligrams you're getting. You know, I have seen plenty of EGCG on the shelf, or green tea rather, but when you don't know how much is EGCG, you're shooting in the dark. EGCG is an onerous acronym for epigallocatechingalate. And
I'm just impressed that you can pronounce it, because I can never pronounce it.
It doesn't sell well. You know, the public gets lost. Now, they know green tea. Green tea equals good in most people's minds. So consequently, all you need to do if you're selling green tea is say, hey, it's green tea. You know it's good for you, right? Sure.
Yeah, but you don't know what's really in it, you know?
You don't know what's really in it. And the research, on the other hand, is clear. It's EGCG is what you really want and need to get the research-proven effects, because they use EGCG, not necessarily, you know, green tea extract in the studies.
Yeah, I get you. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake?
up at Capitol Hill.
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Don't forget, download the Superhuman Radio Network app. Rob, you don't have a smartphone, do you?
No, I have a dumb phone.
Okay. We're getting lots of good reviews about the app. It has a couple bugs if you're running iOS 7 on your iPhone, but I will be publishing a new version probably today or tomorrow that will fix the... what people are complaining about is when they play the stream, when they hit stop, it doesn't stop right away. Like, it stops minutes later, and it becomes annoying. So... we found out what it was, and it should be fixed, and I will be publishing a revised app here. The Apple Store just takes a long time to get it up there. They're really difficult to deal with.
Huh.
Okay, this question comes from John Braun. He says, my right knee is swelled up and is very sore. My left has a lot of muscle wasting. Wow. Well, my leg has a lot of... oh, I thought it said his left. My leg has a lot of muscle wasting. My calf is about... an inch and a half smaller than my left. I do not remember hurting my right leg. I was going to give the 20 rep squat a go in the new year, but now I have to put that on hold. What can I do to build up my calf and rehab the knee? Thanks, Rob. Hope you're having a great Christmas. This was a great year. Hope it's a great year coming for you. I mean, the first question is, what did you do to your leg? And I mean, I think you got to address that. You can't just say, let me rehab it without knowing what you're rehabbing. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you need to look into that further. I mean, an inch and a half difference is no small amount in your calf. You know, that speaks to a nerve issue in my mind.
Just curious, like, John, do you notice any drop foot? Do you have a hard time lifting your toe and pointing it up on that right leg?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would definitely get that looked at, you know, by a medical professional. Now, one thing I can say that works wonders in rehabbing knee injuries is pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you, you know, physiologically why it works, but I have seen more bum knees fixed by that little rehab exercise than almost anything else. You know, a three-legged table is no damn good to anybody. And, you know, a one-legged table is even worse. So I can empathize with you. But get it looked at. Start pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline. And when you're ready for it, when you're ready, try one-legged squats, hanging onto a rope, a belt, whatever it may be that's looped around the top of a power rack, pause at the bottom, and then pull yourself up as much as you need to in the beginning. Use your entire hand. Grasp that belt with your entire hand and pull yourself up. Then slowly, over time, use four fingers, three fingers, two fingers, one finger, until such time as the training wheels come off and you're performing the full one-legged squat unassisted. I promise you, that runs circles around any other way to mastering the one-legged squat or pistol, as it's sometimes known. And, you know, I'm willing to bet that, again, over time, the knee's going to heal.
Could the knee be causing this problem? Or could the knee be also a side effect of the problem?
That's a tough call. You know, most knee injuries are just that, knees. What caused it? Yeah, you know, you should go back and figure out what that was so that you don't do it again. You know, me, if it's me, and I am dealing with an issue right now in my right knee, I want to get fixing as soon as possible. And unfortunately, it's not as simple as going to a chiro, because I'm not aware a chiro can help in that instance.
Yeah, I'm suspected that the knee isn't the problem. Call me crazy. You can have a knee injury. Okay, the knee could be the problem if it precludes you from bearing weight on that leg or from doing anything with that leg that would then cause a subsequent muscle loss because you can't activate the muscles completely.
Right.
I have a suspicion that the knee is a problem. This is just my guess. The knee has become a problem because the muscles that support the knee are not activating properly because of some nerve issue.
When I heard an inch and a half difference in the calves, it immediately jumped to there's some nerve damage there.
You know, that's why I asked if you have drop foot. Do you have a hard time? Can you easily point the toe of that foot up and as well as the uninjured leg? Because that would speak to drop foot. And if you have drop foot, that could be sciatic nerve compression.
Yeah.
Sciatic nerve compression doesn't always come with pain. It could just be a sneaky little thing that happens over time.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that he can do, if you're interested in building that calf back up, is I would jump on heavy static holds pronto. And, you know, we've discussed this before. More so than virtually any other muscle group, the calves require an extreme amount of overload or stress to impose to get the message through of, hey, man, got to grow. You know, and you can do calf raises, standing, seated, I don't care what they are. You can rep yourself into oblivion. They never did a damn thing for me. Now, what did work was heavy static holds, both standing and seated, and sometimes even on the leg sled. You know, if you're looking for a mixed plane, because most leg presses are about 45 degrees, it seems to, for whatever reason, not only imparts a tremendous hardening effect to the calf, and you get those separated diamond calves that everybody's after, but the amount of overload is so extreme and the stress so extreme, the calf has no choice but to grow. You know, no choice.
Well, okay, so I've been talking about this for a very long time, and it's also because it's a different kind of stress to the legs. The legs are used to reps. You do reps all day long. You walk, especially if you're somebody who wears a pedometer. You're shooting for 10,000 steps a day. 10,000 steps a day. Think of that in terms of reps. That's 10,000 reps. Okay, and then multiply that by how much you consider your upper body to weigh, and look at the work that your legs do, and they don't grow. They're very happy at the size they are. So the legs respond best to atypical training. And what I mean by that is you got to get away from the high reps or even the reps in general. You really have to focus on statics. My quads have such great sweep right now because I got away from the excessive pressing and the excessive squatting. And I still squat and I still leg press, but I've gotten lighter with it, like 65 to 75% of my maximum weights, but I'm supersetting heavy leg extensions, lockouts, where I'll do a set. I just did it this morning. I'll do a set of leg presses. I'll put like a 9 plates on each side, 12 reps. Get off, go right over to the seated leg extension machine with 180 pounds, lock out and hold it to until my legs literally can't hold it any longer, and I let it down and they're burning alive. My quads have finally started to grow again.
Yeah.
The legs eat up reps. They laugh at reps. They go, oh, what are you kidding me? I've been walking for 7 hours. You think that reps are going to scare me into growing? The legs love statics. They love, because that's when they go, wait a minute, this is not something. And I'll tell you something else. Take it a step further. If you do leg presses, after your last rep, come down 35 to 45% and hold it there until your quads burn and you got to throw the pins in to catch the plate, the platform before it falls. You want to see growth in your legs? Start doing statics with your hams, your quads, and your calves, and your legs will explode in size. That's it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you are of the opinion that your calves need reps, there's a simple answer there, because you can't do statics very often. The calves just can't recover from it. I've discussed before the merits of KAATSU training. And this is where, you know, you're wearing a ACE bandage, what have you, or just below the knee, above the calf, and you are restricting, not cutting off.
Right.
Please.
It's called, it's right. It's restricting. It's not complete occlusion. Exactly.
The blood flow to the calf, thus trapping all of the growth factors inside the muscle and holding them there. Now, what KAATSU found was he was doing research on elderly patients, right? Understandably, they couldn't lift heavy. So they were using 20 to 30% very, very light loads of their one rep max and realizing growth that was equal to, or in many cases greater than folks that were training, you know, with traditional heavy loading protocols. And now that has applications in sarcopenia, which is the medical term for the age-related loss of muscle tissue. But the point being is, you know, there's always a way. So in between those sessions, those heavy statics, consider the KAATSU method. Three sets. Start out with three sets of 33 as a baseline, right? There's about 100 reps with a minute in between sets. Just use your own body weight. Squat down, grab the end of a bench, and start pumping away. Rest 1 minute, repeat two more times. Gradually build up to three sets of 50. I did this in the gym this morning. You know, I do it resting in between sets.
Right.
And you consequently build up this massive pool of blood in the calves, trap it there, and then hold those growth factors there for the rest of the workout. Hell, I got on the treadmill, inclined it to level 15, and did another 20 minutes of, you know, cardio on that, trapping, you know, that'll pump the hell out of your calves too. Keep the ACE bandages on. There's always a way.
You know what? I forgot about that. You're right. Katsu, vascular occlusion, vascular restriction, I'm sorry. That's something that's really good to alternate with your static contraction work for your legs.
Well, you get the best of both worlds, right? You got the extreme stress and heavy loading of statics, and you also get an extreme stress from no weights at all and higher reps with the Katsu method.
Yeah.
So,
let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got some questions about Synthogen. I guess people are jonesing for it, it looks like. I've got three emails here from three different people going, when will Synthogen be out of back order? You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Two things real quick. First of all, hey, Rob.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because if you don't talk, see, I get an echo. So you have to say, hey, Carl.
We're all good.
Good, what?
I said we're all good.
Okay. All right, so anyway, two things I have to mention. First of all, Superior Hardcore Peptides is a special promotion just for the Superhuman Nation. Any peptide research chemical on their website, 30% off when you use the coupon code SHR30. Plus, if your order totals $75 or more, free shipping inside the United States. It doesn't get any better than that. Number two, I'm proud to announce that Alex Leaf, one of the superhumans in our audience, you know him from Facebook probably, is the editor of our new Superhuman National newsletter that goes out weekly with nothing but great research and information in it. Go to superhumanradio.com, look at the top, the very, very top of the website, and you'll see where you can sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for it. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Not with Alex Leaf as the editor of our newsletter. I'm very excited about that.
I didn't know Alex did that for you.
No, he just, I just literally hired him. I mean, it's just all came together. So,
wow. He's got a great mind, man.
Yeah, he's really great. He's really, really great. And that's why I'm tapping into him. And he may even be blogging for us. We're working that out right now. Okay, so I get emails for this show, three of them, asking what's going on with Synthogen. I know that I'm working with Predator Nutrition. They're going to be a sponsor. They are a sponsor. The ads will start running probably next week on the show. They are, by the way, our first international sponsor, taking a shot on a show in the United States, and I hope that the listeners in the UK reward them by buying products. We're going to have two great offers coming out, a hardcore offer and a middle-of-the-road offer that will be fantastic as their introductory offers on the show. But, you know, they even tell me that they can't keep Synthogen in stock, that it has an amazing cult following. The reorder numbers are ridiculous. It's not a one-time, hey, we tried it and I'm done with it. But what are you guys going to have to do to keep this stuff in stock? I mean, can't you just up production, or is it hard to find the source of materials?
It's really a function of two things. One, as more and more people try it, the reorders are, you know, they're north of 90% easy. And they're telling people about it. We don't even advertise it. I mean, other than one page on the Mass website, it's not, you know, you're not going to see it in GNC. You're not going to see full page color ads in the muscle mags. You're not going to see black and white ads in the muscle mags. It's literally spreading by word of mouth. That's, you know, function number one. Function number two is, yes, some of the ingredients are extremely rare and seasonal. And I'll give you the example of Rapponticum carthamoides extract. All right. We source that directly from Russia. And, well, where the genuine article grows. Now, a lot of people think, wow, that's just marketing. They're just hyping it up. No, it's not. You know, Rapponticum carthamoides extract is a seasonal plant. And if I'm not mistaken, the harvest peaks in August, July, August. And if we do the math, you know, we're in January here. There's a very finite amount of the stuff that's out there. And it's not like you just phone up Russia and say, hey, guys, we need another 50 kilos. It doesn't work like that. So, you know, we have tried to ramp up production. We did three times, but the demand continues to grow. And, you know, it's a gratifying thing to see. But on the other hand, I hate it, right, when people want it, but they can't purchase it or obtain it because so many other people want it, and it's difficult to get your hands on these kind of high-quality ingredients.
Well, but okay, so look, I've been in businesses where production and depended on parts. There's something called just-in-time inventory control, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, when you place an order, you immediately place your second order back-to-back based on how sales are going, right? So when you place your order for this batch that you're waiting on, immediately at that time, you issue two or three POs. You say, Here's the order we need now. Here's the order we need in 30 days. Here's the order we need in 60 days.
That works when the material is available. The problem is we're dealing with some materials that aren't available. You know, back when Rapponticum carthamoid's extract was starting to get really scarce, Mass bought a huge, huge amount of the stuff because they use it in two products. They use it in Creanobolan, and they also use it in Synthogen. It's the same stuff in both products. Well, you know, that lasts only for so long, and I've got a feeling, you know, he's run out of it, because when we did bump up production three times, you know, that came out of the pool of Rapponticum carthamoids, that big mother load that he bought. So, you know, it's just a function of demand and resources, and unfortunately the demand has been extremely high and the resources have been low.
Yeah.
I'm out too. And, you know, consequently, I've had to dial my training frequency down from 4 days a week down to two.
Really?
Yeah. And I've told guys this in the past. And you can see this on Predator's board too. You only find out how good it is until you come off.
When you run out of it.
You know, when you come off, when you run out of Synthogen, it's like being hit by a truck. And recovery, predictably, takes a hit. And that's where I'm at right now. You know, I've had to insert more and more general physical preparedness workouts like sled dragging in between. But I can no longer recover and train productively 4 days a week. I couldn't even do it 3 days a week. And bear in mind, I'm doing almost all body weight work, which doesn't take out to the same extent, nearly to the same extent, that artificially loading the body with weights does.
Yeah.
So I really feel bad for those guys. But we've built a better mousetrap here, folks. We really have. You know, Synthogen, you can see it virtually any, you know, Google any review you'd like. Reach out to anybody that's used it. They're going to tell you the same thing. Predator, I know, is running low. They've put another request in for a huge order. When they're going to get that, I'm not sure, because Mass doesn't have theirs yet, and it comes from Mass. So, you know, if you're a distributor and you're interested in carrying it in the future, you know, get in touch with either myself or Muscle and Sports Science at MuscleMass.com. Ask for John Drake and see if you can become a distributor, because the more of the stuff we have out there, the more we might be able to pool resources to help get each other through during times like this when the stuff becomes scarce, right? We have two distributors right now of Synthogen, one in the UK and one in the US. It's not like this stuff is...
It's all over. Yeah, it hasn't dotted the landscape. It's not like as though if you jumped in. So you want more distributors. So I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as long as you're a reputable distributor, you're treating your customers right, we'll certainly entertain it. You know, we're not taking anybody. You know, I'll make that clear, because we don't want the product's reputation watered down. Predator has been nothing but good to us. They've supported us. They've dealt with the delays. They understand the demand, and they do a good job on giving us a heads up when they're starting to get low. But time and unforeseen circumstances have put us in this pickle. There was one guy, I forget his name, on Facebook. He had three bottles squared away. The seals hadn't even been broken on them. And he sent me a picture, and he said, "I bet you had these." So I wanted to kill him.
Right. I'm actually messaging Mitch Barham over at Orbit Nutrition right now. I'm doing it literally right now. And they can't keep the product on the shelf.
I have, you know, I've received inquiries as far away as Russia, if you can believe that.
Really? That want to carry it?
The what? Yeah, they want to carry it, you know, and unfortunately I have to turn around and tell them, look, the product is put together and comes out of Mass in Athens, Georgia. So I have to forward them along to John.
you know, it's a good story to tell because, you know, that's what everybody's dream is, to have a supplement that's so wonderful you can't keep it on the shelves. But the reality is that if you had more, you'd be happier.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to be, you know, filling their orders? Because they're going to get it, they're going to love it, and they're going to tell their friends about it. And now we're in a situation where our word of mouth isn't growing. So it's only hurting us.
Yeah. Because you know what happens? When people hear about something and then they can't buy it, then they move on.
Yeah, they're going to try other products. And
right.
Some of them, you know, some of them might work. They're not going to work to the same extent that Synthogen does. But I've got a lot of guys using it instead of pro-hormones or even androgens. And frankly, I don't want to see them start using a product that could be a liver hitter. You know,
well, it's not even that. The whole discussion about, you know, damaging the liver and stuff, there's a lot of debate about that. But the reality is that this is you could use this inclusive with a pro hormone if you wanted to, or an androgen.
It's a fantastic stack with a pro hormone for a number of reasons, not the least of which is protein synthesis is a function of DNA transcription and messenger RNA translation. Messenger RNA translation is Synthogen's bailiwick. It's a structural assembly of new contractile proteins in the ribosome. And it's my opinion that it's the rate-limiting step in building new muscle. DNA transcription is the function of testosterone or an analog binding to the receptor and then delivering the message to the cell nucleus to, quote-unquote, turn on protein machinery. That's the job of a pro-hormone. So when you've got both sides of that protein synthesis coin elevated, you can't lose. The other beautiful part of Synthogen is, and it's little discussed, but it's a boon to liver health. I'll get back to Rapontocum carthamoids extract. It benefits nearly every organism in, you know, mammals, humans included. You can go to ecdbase.org, you know, to validate what I'm saying, but every single thing, but in particular the liver, benefits. Trimethylglycine, you know, it's a well-known methyl donor in the liver, another boon to liver health. The list just goes on and on and on. So, yeah, it's a great stack with pro hormones, both in terms of getting better results and a protectorant for the body.
Very cool. All right, let's do this. Let's wrap up the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. As always, thank you for all the hard work that you do, Rob. And, of course, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and get your copy of the Blueprint Bulletin delivered right to your inbox so you can get all this kind of great information firsthand. And, of course, get two great gifts for your order, and that is the Blueprint 3.0, the most advanced training guide in the world, and the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout session, which really works, all for free when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Thanks, Rob.
Great being here. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Jennifer Jones, as we talk about your eyes, you only have two of them, if you're lucky, and you got to keep them in the best shape that you can. What is the best way to do that? We're going to discuss that when we come back. Stay tuned.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean.
Protein. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits, and so will you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
All right. Check this out.
Your eyes. If you're lucky, you have two of them. What can you do to keep them healthy? What can you do to keep them from aging prematurely? My next guest is going to cover this topic. She's Jennifer Jones. How you doing, Jennifer?
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me on today.
Of course. And we've talked about some of these things before, but it's something that's worth discussing again because there is a lot of new research out there now. So first of all, before we get started on some of this stuff, I want to go over some of the research done by a Russian scientist named Dr. Babayachev. When did he do the research that identified a particular amino acid and its linkage to ocular health and progressive aging of the eye?
Well, actually, some of the initial research was being conducted back in the 1990s. And some of his first interviews were around 2000, and, you know, his presentations at the Monocle Anti-Aging Conference there in 2000. So the research is not new research. It's actually, you know, very substantiated, certainly proven the test of time. He's done follow-up studies since that time. But it was that initial research that was so groundbreaking and kind of catapulted all of this information into the mainstream knowledge base, if you will.
Right.
And the
amino acid that he identified as having such profound properties that when it was abundant, the eye did not age as fast. It stayed healthy. But when it was missing, the eye aged very, very rapidly was carnosine?
Yes, L-carnosine. And the initial study plan in Moscow was to determine what was the distinction between healthy eye tissue and unhealthy eye tissue. They were simply looking at that from a very, pure point of view. They were just trying to see what was the difference between healthy and unhealthy in the eyes. And they found, one of the biggest common denominators was that carnosine, a natural peptide in the eye tissue, was grossly deficient prior to the onset of almost any degenerative eye condition.
So now, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, so let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about the eye as an environment for a minute so we can give people an idea of why these peptides, for instance, tend to not be able to do the job or even reach the tissue properly. The eye, think of the eye as a balloon, okay, or a globe, a hollow globe that is then filled with jello. And then in the midst of the jello, there are some muscles, that tether a lens. The only vasculature in the eye is in the globe of the eye. The jello is avascular. It's aqueous or vitreous humor, depending on which chamber of the eye that it's found in. And the lens of the eye has to be avascular because if it had veins in it, you wouldn't be able to see through it. It has to be transparent. So, The challenge with the eye is getting nutrients into the eye has always been a challenge because it's avascular. There's no network of blood vessels to bring nutrients into the eye. Isn't this really one of the big challenges when we talk about the eye?
Well, you're very astute, Carl, because this is the very question that almost every eye surgeon has raised when we talk about the benefits of this product. So you're right on target with this question and raising this issue. What was interesting was when they did the initial research they first needed to see if they could indeed deliver carnosine back into the eye tissue for the very reasons you have just stated. Okay. So what they chose was they started with rodents initially, but then they went to canines. Interestingly, because canines do not normally have carnosine in their eye tissues. Humans do. Mm-hmm. Okay, humans have natural, healthy, abundant levels of carnosine in the eye tissue when we're young and when our eyes are healthy. So to prove delivery, they use canines. And what they found with topical application of these eye drops in this specific formulation, that they were actually not only delivering carnosine to the aqueous humor of the eye, but they were showing elevated levels in the cornea, in the retina, in the back of the eye, in all muscle systems of the eye. So the delivery that they were using was actually bringing carnosine, this fairly large molecular peptide, deep into all systems of the eye.
I want to punctuate something here. There are a lot of companies out there that manufacture oral supplements, exclusively oral supplements, that they say, here, this is going to improve your vision. And I'm going to tell you unabashedly that the probability of them working by themselves, orally delivered or orally administered, is rare. Because of the avascular nature of the eye, you could pound down all the vitamin A, retinoic acid or beta carnitine or anything else that's in a vitamin, and absorb it into the tissue of your body, and none of it may show up in your eye because the eye is purposefully sequestered from the rest of the from the rest of the body by being avascular. So,
and the blood brain barrier, don't forget.
And that's the other problem. The other thing is this: the optic nerve is the fastest way. It's the Trojan horse into the brain. In fact, tell a kind of off-colored story, but how powerful this is. Though scientists who went to Stony Brook College in New York when I was a young man in the 70s, who later went on to work for esteemed companies like JPL and NASA, used to make LSD in eyedropper form because you would drop it in your eye. Within seconds, you'd be hallucinating because it goes right up the optic nerve through the optic chiasm into the brain. So one of the most profound ways to deliver something is to use an eye drop. So if you're not taking some form of supplement that you are trying to enhance the quality and health and anti-aging of your eye, and it's in, not in an eye drop form, you're wasting your money and your time. Now, I'm not saying that some orals can't be beneficial, but the meat and potatoes is delivering it right into the eye. What would you say to that statement?
Well, I think the eye is the most direct route and the most efficient and the most measurable. Okay. I think that's all true. I think there is sufficient data that things like lutein and zeaxanthin taken orally in the, in a good supplement definitely do impact favorably the eye. To what degree and what consistency is almost undeterminable, because of the very things you've stated.
Well, I have to believe those things would benefit the retina. I have to believe those things to some degree would benefit the, they absolutely would benefit the sclera, and they would benefit the musculature, which is the outer reaches of the globe of the eye, because it still is vascular. But they're not going to benefit the lens of the eye, and that is where the meat and potatoes of vision loss really comes. 90% of people, as they age, it's not their retinas that go bad. The rods and cones are fine. The rhodopsin is fine. But the crystalline lens becomes opaque, like a dirty old plastic lens. It gets yellow and it gets rigid and it becomes clouded. And this is where most people,
thickens.
And this is where most people find their vision changes as they age.
And the product absolutely addresses all of those issues so beautifully and has done for more than 10 years now. It's actually been very life changing for thousands and thousands and thousands of people. We ship this product now all over the world. There has yet to be, in all that time, a single negative reported side effect. So to have something of this level of safety that has this direct of an impact on vision across the board, it is significant. As I've said before, we have many, many people who use the product preventively, which is what you're addressing today. But it is actually used as a treatment for existing cataract, to reverse cataract. So to use something like this preventively that is powerful enough to reverse a condition is such a great insurance policy for people of the baby boomer generation and younger who are trying to preserve their youth and vitality on every level. And here is the perfect way to ensure that you're going to have great vision throughout the rest of your life.
And I'll tell you something. The best way to find out if this works is to stop using it. I've been using this stuff for 7 years, but then I took about three quarters of a year off. I don't know why. I ran out. And people, I say this all the time, but people should know that this is true. I pay for my supplements because I don't believe in taking supplements for free, because I feel that the relationship between a sponsor and a show should be, we provide advertising and they like us for that reason and not because we're using their products or so on and so forth. So I actually buy my own products, and I ran out for a while and I didn't use it. And if I didn't start having to depend on reading glasses again, now I've just been using it again probably for a month now. Consistently. I put one drop in my contact lens when I put it on in the morning, and I put one drop in my eyes about an hour before bed. And I can already tell the difference in my near vision is coming back, and soon I won't even need the occasional reading glasses again. But that's when I thought to myself, my God, I've got to have Jennifer back on the show. Because
I forgot
how good this stuff worked. It wasn't until I stopped using it. And I'll tell you something else. There's a woman that lives here in Louisville, Kentucky, who listens to the show, who contacted me and said she has a Shih Tzu. And Shih Tzus are notorious for developing cataracts. I don't know why. It's something in the breed. And she started putting it in the dog's eyes, and in 3 months, the cloudiness was completely gone. The dog's eye is clear now.
That's wonderful. Yeah, with dogs, it works so fast. It's actually a lot faster four dogs, and I, you know, it's just the chemistry of their eyes. They don't naturally have carnosine in their eye tissue. And so with dogs, you use half the recommended dose. You go to a maintenance dose very early on in the process. And they have, you know, we've got people who've had their dogs on it for 8 and 10 years now. People with diabetic dogs, you can imagine how significant that is.
Oh, yeah.
Preventing cataract from forming or worsening. So, and I do want to say that, you know, you don't become dependent on this product. It's much like vitamin C. You know, if you take vitamin C, your immune system is better. When you stop taking vitamin C, your immune system isn't worse than it was before you started taking vitamin C. It's just that now the natural vulnerability is present again.
Right.
And that same thing occurs, with Kenzie. You're kind of cheating the natural aging process.
Yes, and I like that.
Of course, if you quit using it over 2 or 3 months period and the natural levels drop back to where they would normally be at your age, then of course you're going to start seeing the visual impairments return. And so it's not something that you're building up a dependence on. I just want to interject that for people who are naturalists out there, and I know that most of us are trying to do
But what's more natural than an amino acid? I mean, look, you're just playing a trick on the eye and getting it into the eye. That's all you're doing.
That's all you're doing. That's right.
Here's what I want to do.
And your eyes just feel so great. You can tell the difference. They just feel wonderful. For people who have chronic dry eye condition, we've actually had improvement in tear duct production. And so many people who have chronic dry eye condition suffer terribly. And they can't even use the product initially because their eyes are so sensitive. They have to use a lubricant and then apply the Can-See eye drops. But generally after a few weeks of using them, once the carnosine levels have elevated and a better homeostasis is created, then that initial irritation that they might experience from having such inflamed tissues subsides, and then they're, you know, on their way to healing the initial condition.
Right.
So, you know, it is a very exciting product. It's a very simple little product, something very easy to do. And you only do the higher dosing for 6 months at the most.
And we're going to talk about that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about best practices, how to use it as a therapeutic aid, how to use it as an anti-aging aid. We're talking with Jennifer Jones. We're talking about Can-See eye drops. If you go to superhumanradio.com right now, you'll see a big banner ad right at the very, very top of the page for Can-See eye drops. This is a must-have, folks. I'm telling you right now, Elisa has a friend named Trish who calls her, who refers to her as Eyes. She'll say, hey, Eyes, read this for me because I can't read it without my reading glasses. Elisa's been using this stuff consistently for the past year. She does not use her reading glasses any longer. Truth. And I will be back to not needing the occasional reading glasses again, probably another month or so, by my diligent use of this stuff. It's great stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond on the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116.
Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking about a remarkable product that I have believed in for 7 years now. Really, there's nothing out there like it. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. It's not like it's a class of supplements and this is the sponsor that we found to promote it. There's nothing like Can-See Eye Drops out there.
Well, and for the doubting people, I do want to again state that there is published clinical data. So they, you know, at a very renowned ocular research institute, probably the leading ocular research institute in the world, in Moscow, it's where LASIK surgery was developed, that did research this product and N-acetylcarnosine's impact on eye tissue. So it's very researchable out there. You can find the information. You will not hear this from your mainstream doctor. Again, like so many of the alternative types of treatments, you will find it more from a naturopathic practitioner of some sort. Okay.
And they can go to the website wisechoicemedicine.net, right? Isn't that what it
That's
is?
That's right. Much of the data is posted there, and then you can go to PubMed and look, you know, even more.
Yeah. So let's talk about dosing. So if I'm using Can-See Eye Drops because I'm getting older, I'm noticing my vision changing, there's glare at night, oncoming headlights, which is part of the opacity process of the lens, I'm starting to reach for reading glasses, how much do I have to use and when should I use it?
Well, generally, if it's just the typical signs of an aging lens and it's not cataract, one drop in the morning, one drop in the evening would be sufficient just to improve the health of the eyes, you know, slow that process down. If you have been diagnosed with cataract and if you are having substantial glare at night, that is a good indicator that you are developing cataract. Then we would encourage you to use the reversal dosing, which is two drops in the morning in each eye and two drops in the evening time in each eye. And you do want to wait approximately 5 minutes in between applications to ensure that you're getting good absorption of each dose. Okay.
If you wear a contact lens, put a drop in the contact lens and then put the lens on the eye. This is actually, when I was in school, they used to use something called a haptic lens, which was a full scleral lens. And if somebody had a corneal problem and they wanted to localize a medication, isotonically buffered medication in the eye, they would put it in the haptic lens and then put the lens on, and it would just bathe the eye in that. You kind of get the same effect because some of it gets caught beneath the lens, which is called the vault. And some of it gets absorbed into the lens. If you're wearing a soft, traditional soft lens, it's 60-70% fluid. Well, some of that fluid becomes the CanSee eye drop. So it bathes the eye for a prolonged period of time.
Yeah, contact lens wearers will find very quickly that they can wear their lenses for a longer period of time if they're applying the CanSee drop to the lens prior to placing the lens. And you can even apply the CanSee drops after the lens is in the eye. So halfway through the day, you know, or early evening when that dry, irritated time seems to hit most people who wear contact lens, they can apply a CanSee drop over the lens, and that liquid will actually float up and around and certainly reduce the stress and strain to the eye for the later evening time.
Okay, so if you are not using this as a prophylactic or an anti-aging, you know, just to kind of like reverse some of the aging of the eye, keep the eye healthy, and you do have cataracts, how is it used then?
Well, then it is the two drops in the morning in each eye. That's four drops a day is what we want in the eye. You know, doing any more than that, Dr. Babichev says, is basically a waste of your money.
Right.
The eye can only absorb so much in a 24-hour period. You can certainly apply more if you like the way they feel, and people do that. There's no harm in that. But as far as, you know, impacting the condition, four drops a day really will do the job very nicely for you. These little vials, you'll go through them fairly quickly, so doing four drops a day is not inexpensive compared to a regular eye drop, but compared to cataract surgery, it's very inexpensive.
Well, let's talk about something else compared to cataract surgery, okay? When you go for cataract surgery, they put an implant. It's a plastic lens on metal clips. The first really good one was designed by a Dr. Shearing. I actually worked with her for a short period of time in New York. The Shearing lens was the state of the art back in the 70s. I'm sure there's better lenses today. But nonetheless, the lens that they put in your eye is a hard lens. It is parfocalized. So what they do is they take near vision into account and far vision into account, and they give you a focus that is somewhere in between. So for walking around and looking up and so on, you have pretty decent vision, but you won't have any close vision. You'll have to wear reading glasses. And you, and if you have any changes in the shape of the eye, you may even need to wear distance glasses that you didn't have to wear before because you won't be able to see as far. So the going.
And I think the other thing that's very important here is that the one thing that the eye does not respond well to is trauma. And so you've got an eye that's already in trouble. It's already on the downhill slide. It's, you know, your vision is worsening. You've got cataract developing. We know that that means that there's a gross deficiency of carnosine and a whole host of other peptides that are very beneficial to the eye that may be deficient. And what do? We go in and traumatize the heck out of this already weakened eye that's sort of crying for help. And so then we wonder why after 2 years of a lot of surgeries, people end up with retinal detachment.
I was just going to say retinal detachment is the number one problem. Yeah.
Very common, and a horrible a percentage actually has chronic dry eye problem after that surgery.
Well, let's talk about some of the problems of a cataract surgery. Number one, it's called a keyhole iridectomy, okay? And what they do is they actually cut a piece of your iris out at the top of the eye where the eyelid usually covers it, but it's not completely covered. So now your sensitivity to sun changes in that bright lights become problematic in that eye, number one. Number two, as Jennifer points out, by disrupting the aqueous and vitreous humor, which have this natural expansive effect on keeping the shape of the eye, and always when you go in there and exculpate the lens and you disrupt it, the inner ocular pressure changes for a period of time. That pressure is what's holding the retina on the back of the eye. It creates a support mechanism. So by changing that, now the retina can fall forward off of the globe of the eye, so to speak, and this is where the retinal detachment comes from.
I had never heard it explained quite like that, Carl, but that makes perfect sense. I understand now why the retinal detachments are happening. I've never had anybody actually articulate it quite like that for me.
The aqueous and vitreous humor are kind of like air in a basketball. You know what I mean? They actually help maintain the shape of the eye. And that's why people who have glaucoma, their intraocular pressure becomes so great that it damages the retina in a different way by pressing against it and pushing it out further.
Wow. Okay.
So anyway, But so really, a cataract surgery really shouldn't be your first choice. Your first choice should be to use a product like CanSee. Now, it's not going to work for everybody. There are some people whose cataracts may be due to trauma, and I have to believe those may not respond as well, or am I wrong?
Well, there's a percentage that do respond, but you know, there have been a few cases, especially if there's some scar tissue involved, where we don't see the level of improvement. People who've had to be on steroids for rheumatoid arthritis, for example, for extended periods, you know, things like that that make a much more aggressive type cataract. But we have found that, you know, Dr. Babicheyev actually did develop an oral supplement that can enhance and sustain the action of CanSee for longer periods if taken orally. That does seem to help with these more severe conditions, and we have actually seen improvement in conditions that I would have thought initially we may not have been able to. And so the combination is extremely powerful. We actually recommend that same combination for people who are at high risk for glaucoma or who have developed glaucoma. Because again, oxidation, the same thing that causes cataract, also is the preemptive factor for glaucoma as well. And clearing up that trabecular meshwork from oxidation alleviates one of the primary causative factors of glaucoma. So, you know, all this information is on our website, of course. I don't want to go into the capsules today, you know, too much. But
yeah, people can learn about it.
There's a lot of information there that people can research, you know, depending on what their vulnerability is.
So another group of people that should pay attention to this eye drop, CanSee eye drops, is if you happen to have hyperthyroidism or thyroid storms, where you have periods of hyperthyroid, because people who have hyperthyroidism develop premature cataracts because of the,
or who are on thyroid medication.
There you go.
And we're not sure which it is that's causing it. Sometimes, you know, whether it's the natural malfunctioning thyroid or if it's the thyroid medication itself, but those individuals seem to be at very high risk for cataract development.
Because of advanced oxidative stress on the crystalline lens of the eye. So they should absolutely be using CanSee eye drops as a prophylactic to avoid that. What does it cost to, how much is a box of CanSee eye drops and how many vials come in it?
A box of CanSee eye drops, you know, we have quantity discounts, of course, but one box is $39.49. And if you're treating cataracts, so you're doing the maximum dosing and you're treating both eyes, that box will last you 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks. Okay.
And how long should people use it if they are addressing cataracts?
If they are addressing cataract, you want to use it at that dosing for about 6 months. And so at 6 months, Dr. Babicheyev has stated that we know that you have efficiently elevated carnosine levels in every system of the eye. And so at that point, all we have to do is maintain those levels and the healing response will continue. And so at that point, you can drop down to half the recommended dose for cataract and continue indefinitely with the product. And the product becomes, of course, twice as affordable at that dosing. And we have people who've been using the product for 5 and 6 years, 8 years even, who still say they're seeing visual improvements. And so it's something that's an ongoing process. If you maintain optimal homeostasis in the eye tissues, and the cellular exchange, of course, is happening in the eye, all kinds of interesting healing improvements can occur over time.
Now, for those of us who just use it because we don't like the way our eyes feel as they age, and we're using one drop in the morning and one drop in the evening, how long will...
6 weeks.
That's a box or a bottle?
A box will last six weeks.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
With the two vials. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the way I use it, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, after you've been using the product for 6 months, Dr. Babicheyev also suggests even taking a week off every month and a half or so. He says it's, you know, kind of good to, he said, to confuse the eye was the word that he used.
Right.
But they just kind of mix it up a little bit.
Because the beneficial effects of the carnosine may start to wane when the eye becomes accustomed to having these levels. So it's the...
Well, and there's also other beneficial peptides that we don't want to get lazy. So there, he's a biophysicist, remember. He really understands how all these peptides interact. And he is a minimalist. He is very strong on doing low dosing of things. That's his perspective I have found on almost every direction. The CanSee Plus capsules actually will boost all of these other beneficial peptides. And so there is a for long-term use, the combination is a really nice treatment protocol.
Right. Interesting. So go to superhumanradio.com and click the CanSee banner ad today to learn more about this. These are amazing drops. And we, you know, we talk about taking supplements for mental acuity and nootropics. We talk about supplements that build muscle. We talk about all these different supplements, but guess what? Life would suck if you couldn't see. I don't care what else is going on. And life sucks when you have to reach your reading glasses. I know, because I have had to do it again. And I'm on a mission to reverse that right now. And you can change the quality of your life and the quality of your vision and maintain healthy, youthful eyes longer by using CanSee eye drops. And it's one of my foundational supplements for 7 years now.
I think that is one of the common reports that we get from people is how excited they get when they can start seeing the horizon very clearly on a distance or reading something, you know, without bright light in front of them. It's very liberating. You do remember what it was like to have good vision when it starts coming back.
Right, right.
It's very exciting, and I remember your enthusiasm, Carl, after you'd used the product for a little while.
Oh, it was amazing. It was 6 months, and I was reading the spot that I run is the truth. I was using it for 6 months, and all of a sudden I was able to. I was astonished. I was testing myself. I was getting a ruler and putting it on the cheek of my face and moving things in and out to see how close I could get, and I was like, oh my God. But then you know what happens, like anything? You become complacent. You take it for granted. You're like, oh, and I just stopped using it for a while.
And you're not alone. I cannot tell you how many of our customers call back after not using it for a period of time. Same thing. They think, you know, you forget. You forget that this is why you're seeing as well as you are. And I myself have even gotten lazy. So, I totally get it. Right. But your eyes have a way of letting you know when they're not happy. Yeah. You can't quite avoid it. So. Yeah.
Anyway, go to superhumanradio.com, click the CanSee drops, eye drop banner ad today to learn more. Pick yourself up a bottle, especially if you have cataracts. This is really a very, very important first step before surgery. If you have a pet that has cataracts, I've had people over the years tell me they've used it on their pets and it works great. It's great stuff. Really, really is. Jennifer, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much.
And 7 years a sponsor. I want to point something out here. This show has grown over the years, but it's people like Jennifer Jones and the folks at wisechoicemedicine.net that have made it possible, that have just stayed with us and watched the audience grow, and I can't thank you enough. You're my longest-standing advertiser.
From where you started to the number of listeners that you have now in 7 years' time is just unbelievable. And I've always been such a fan. And you're doing such important work out there. There's just, people are dying to hear this information. And I don't use the word dying lightly. So hats off to you for the great work you're doing. I know you're sincerely passionate about it all. So always enjoy your show.
I had a funny situation happen the other day, and I'll close the show on this. I was listening to some old shows that are streaming on the station, and I listened to a show from the beginning of 2006 when I had LG Dupree as my co-host, who we lost a couple years ago. He passed away. And I was listening to the show. This is when I was still with Clear Channel and before I was really paying attention to the internet. And I said, you're not going to believe this. We got 600 downloads of our show last month. And I went home and I told Elisa, I can't believe it. 2006, just for the record, we had over 685,000 downloads every single month for the last quarter of last year. 685,000 downloads.
Wow.
And I remember when 600 was exciting.
Well, what's so good for me to hear is that people really are taking responsibility for their health, and they're really getting, you know, they're listening and they're learning, and we all are taking such a much higher level responsibility for our own health.
Yeah.
For so many years, you felt like a fool if you tried to take responsibility for your health. It was always go see what your doctor says, go listen to your doctor, check with your doctor first, you know, all of that. And everybody handed over their power of their own bodies.
Yeah.
And not that, you know, we still don't need to do that from time to time, but to get informed and take responsibility, I think it's amazing. I'd love to see the changes that are happening in this industry.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks, Carl. Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. Thanks to Rob Regish also. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Get on the list for the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 Plus. You add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout for free. And then, of course, check out CanSee Eye Drops. If you're getting older like me, having youthful vision is really cool. It's a great trick to show your friends when you're at a restaurant and you can read a menu without glasses. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions